Dr. Lorson said squalene, in all probability, was responsible for the Gulf War syndrome, and this has engendered a deeply rooted mistrust in our politicians and the vaccine producers' motives and morals. One vaccine allotment contained 10.68 milligrams of squalene per 0.5 milliliter, which corresponds to 2.136.0000 micrograms per billion micrograms of water. This is 1 million times more squalene per dose than advised in the Military Vaccine Resource Directory. There is every reason to believe that this will make people sick to a much higher extent. This appears murderous to me, said Dr. Lorson. Professor Robert F. Gary confirmed these squalene levels in his testimony before the House Subcommittee on National Security, Veterans Affairs, and International Relations in 2002. Gary was the first to discover the connection between the Gulf War syndrome and squalene. Unsuccessful efforts have been made to ban squalene from vaccines, but controversy continues to rage. At a 2010 gathering of the American Rally for Personal Rights in Chicago, retired Air Force Captain Richard Rovet, who also is a registered nurse, warned that squalene MF59 was forced on all servicemen beginning in 1999 via the mandatory anthrax vaccine. He said the adjuvant caused many of his comrades to suffer severe and permanent side effects. He said one of his close friends died from it. For the past 64 years, the United States military and other agencies within our government have used our servicemen and women as test subjects, oftentimes in secret and without informed consent, explained Captain Rovet. Rovet noted that in December 1994, the United States Senate released a report titled, "Is Military Research Hazardous to a Veteran's Health? Lessons Spanning Half a Century," which outlined the unethical use of servicemen and women as test subjects, human guinea pigs. Exposing soldiers to harm off the battlefield is nothing new. Some 400,000 U.S. soldiers suffered the effects of debilitating amounts of radiation during nuclear bomb testing between 1945 and 1963, and the results of the Public Health Service's infamous Tuskegee syphilis experiments are well documented. In this experiment, which lasted between 1932 and 1972, nearly 400 black Americans were studied for the effects of syphilis, but never treated. Termed an outrage and profoundly morally wrong, President Bill Clinton publicly apologized for the experiments in 1997.